Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So I woke up this morning. Boy, lots of people sending me emails saying, John, brace yourself. Today is the day. Sidney Powell, the noted, I think pretty respected attorney. This is the day she's going to raise hell. She's putting in her lawsuit in Georgia, and you better be prepared to cover this because the president, through Sidney Powell, is going to prove without any doubt that this election was stolen. Okay, I'm telling you, I'm on Twitter right now. I've got a couple of news websites up. If this happens this morning, I want to know. One of the websites I've got up is the Epoch Times newspaper, and Ivan Pinchukov is the senior political reporter. And Ivan, we are glad to have you back. What are you hearing about this particular story this morning?
Morning, John. Well, quite a lot, and it's hard to put a finger on what's actually going to be in this lawsuit.
Okay.
I have a feeling it may a part of it may have to do with the mailboxes being registered as physical addresses to register voters. That's the material Mr. Brainard put out over the past couple of days. They found more than 1,000 of those.
So and, that would be people who registered residences, but when you actually research it, they were business addresses or warehouses instead of homes?
They were rent-a-mailbox places like UPS and other ones, other less known ones. But they were registered as an address and then a suite or an apartment number, but they were actually just mailboxes.
Is that illegal in and of itself?
Yeah, there's in order to register as a voter, you have to have a physical address in which you are staying permanently.
Even if you forward then, your mail to a post office box, you still have to list a physical presence in that community.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And faking a voter registration carries a criminal penalty in Georgia.
Interesting. Okay. Is that widespread? You say 1,000. That's not an insignificant number, but that's not enough to change the election. Probably. Do you think that there's more behind that story?
Yeah, that's why I think it's going to be part of the filing, because whatever they bring to the court has to be big enough to have an election-altering result. Mm-hmm. So I figure she will, I mean, the lawsuit would have to have to do something with the Dominion voting software, which is used in all over Georgia. But as many of these lawsuits have been, they include many allegations of potential fraud, malfeasance, errors, etc. So I guess it remains to be seen. But yeah. I guess from everything she's been saying, the Dominion allegations are going to be there.
Ivan, I kept hearing this week that Sidney Powell, this prominent attorney. I don't hear people calling her like a Gloria Allred, an ambulance chaser, somebody who's just trying to get on TV. Not to be completely derogatory, but you know, different lawyers have different public images, and some of them are sterling, and some of them are kind of like, okay, you just want to have a press conference and get some money out of folks. the allegation was that she had employees of this voting company, this machine and software company, employees who were prepared to testify that the system was indeed rigged. And I've been looking for confirmation of that, and I just keep, you know, I don't want to talk about rumors on the radio because I'd like to have a little bit of a higher standard for our conversation on WRVA, but I feel like I got to bring it up. Is there any truth to that? Do we know if that is going to be a part of that today, or is that the smoking gun that's going to be revealed in a Perry Mason aha moment soon? What do you think?
Well, I've got no idea, although I don't see why she would be making up the fact that they have Dominion whistleblowers. Mm-hmm. And
you heard the same thing, right?
Yeah, she said herself, I think, that she has several whistleblowers from Dominion, who've submitted affidavits. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the allegations that the machines are rigged, that I would say that's rumor, and that we don't really have any confirmation of that. But what's not a rumor is that these machines are extremely vulnerable to manipulation, both physically by workers who are working the polls with these machines, and remotely by hackers. I think neither side disputes that not only Dominion voting systems, but the other companies as well are extremely vulnerable to hacks, and especially from a sophisticated adversary.
Would the trying to appreciate the allegations here and attempt to be objective, isn't the only way to prove or disprove the machine count to go back and isolate all of the ballots from a series of precincts and hand count them, and then that will illuminate us as to whether or not the machines were manipulated in the final tallies? I mean, I'm not a genius, but that seems to me to be the only way that you could actually verify this one way or the other. Am I missing something else? And why has that been done? And if not, why not, you think?
Well, that's a perfectly reasonable way to look at it. And we've had a risk limiting audit in Georgia, which didn't discover a discrepancy between the machine count and the hand counts. Mm-hmm. But the biggest problem that groups on both sides of the aisle have been complaining about with the Dominion systems that are in use in Georgia is that there is a ballot marking device that's involved in the voting process. So when you, and this is the standard, one of the standard processes they have is that when you come into the precinct, you vote on the machine, which then prints out a ballot with a QR code and a printout of the selections you made, mm-hmm. which you then walk over to another machine and scan it. And what the election integrity groups have been saying for ages about these machines is that there's no way to verify what that QR code has got encoded in there. So,
right.
And the I guess the technology is proprietary or it's a sort of a black box sort of thing. And what they've been saying is that because of these QR codes, there is this black box gap between the vote you cast and what will actually be counted.
Does the document that's printed with the QR code also show your selection so that someone like me can look at it and go, okay, this person wanted Joe Biden and they wanted the Democrat for Congress. Now I scan the QR code, and it matches that. I mean, surely there's got to be a visual way, besides some secret code, to determine what the person wanted.
Yeah, they are supposed to print out a selection of your line by line choices.
Right. Okay.
As well,
okay.
Alongside the QR code, but poll watchers who specifically were watching for this for what happens with this. Are saying, I don't want to get the number wrong, but the way I remember it is about 1 in 20 people actually look at what got printed out before feeding the piece of the ballot into the other machine. Hmm. So the people vote on the screen, but they don't check that what's on the printout is what is what they intended.
Well, that's crazy. I mean, I do that with even when I fill in the bubble, I double check to make sure I filled in the bubble correctly. But you know, if you compare it to an ATM receipt, I can't tell you how many times I've gotten the receipt from the ATM or the gas pump, and I don't even bother to look at it. So, you know, this is important to me. Maybe for other people, it wouldn't be the same scrutiny that I would give it. All right, so what questions should I have asked you, Ivan? What have I missed here that's important that could blow up in our face today?
So another issue with the machines is that in the Lynn Wood lawsuit, and I mentioned that last time we spoke, there were affidavits, at least eight that I counted, from people who were watching the recounts who saw pristine ballots, unfolded ballots, batches of them all going, or vast majority going for Biden. And and one of the batches was one of the affidavits was actually a woman who's handled ballots for like 20 years, and she said she's never saw these provisional / absentee ballots in such a pristine shape, because whether you're casting a vote by mail or or provisional in person, you have to fold them into a privacy envelope. So if there were some kind of that's an anomaly, right? And just theoretically speaking, if someone wanted to make up for a manipulated machine count with some paper ballots, well, there you go. That's a theory, but that's one of my theories of why we ended up with these pristine ballots.
Interesting. All right. Well, we will keep our eyes open today to see what these attorneys do. If Sidney Powell does make this filing with the court today, we'll try to dissect it and bring it to you either during this program, our last 45 minutes, or, you know, in the afternoon with our shows this afternoon. Ivan Pinchukov, the senior political reporter for the Epoch Times newspaper. They've done a pretty good job of keeping their eye on the actual allegations and not just doing what the rest of the press has done, which in my opinion is say, meh, this is all baloney and we're not going to pay attention to it. The Epoch Times has actually focused on the details of the allegations. I don't know if they can be proven or not, but I appreciate the fact that you're giving it a fair hearing. Thank you, Ivan. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks,
tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.